You are listening to All Irish here on Today FM, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Erica Cody in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Claire?
I'm great. How are you?
You are looking so fresh. You are, let me just talk
fresh,
about
I don't know now.
The Rally Girl, that you've got the full branding on for the new iteration of Erica Cody.
Yeah, the new era.
And it is just wonderful. So the last time you were here, you did an All Irish live session for us. You took a little break and now you're back. Tell us what's been happening since.
Oh God, what hasn't been happening? So last year I kind of got to like springtime and I was like, I just felt so burnt out. I'd been at it. I feel like I'd been on this train for so long, and I was like, okay, I've done a lot in a few very short years. I think I need to just take my foot off the pedal a little bit. Like, yeah. Listen, I say that and then I'm still always doing stuff in the background. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those, I was like, I need to just let myself live for a little bit, experience. I was coming out of like a long-term relationship. Loads was going on in my career. I was completely independent again. I'd been signed, then I'd left the label. And it was like a whole thing. So like, luckily I'd had the experience of being independent for so long. Mm-hmm. So I was finding my feet again. And I was like, you know what? Let me just not take myself too seriously and, you know, live and have a great summer. And then out of that came, you know, the end. Then I found myself in August in my kitchen writing the new single. And it's probably my fastest process from like production to release. Femi came over to my house one day, an amazing Irish artist and producer. Like,
familiar with him.
And he's only
show.
22. And I'm like, this guy he's a prodigy. Honestly, he's next level. And we were sitting in my kitchen one day, and then the hook of Girl Don't Do It just came into my head after, you know, being single in 2024 and 2025. It's rough, but it definitely gives for great content, I will say that. That was it. Els came over and we were working on some other stuff, and I was like, here, I don't know if I want to feature on this yet, but like, will you just throw like a couple of bars on this just to fill it out, and then we'll see if it's going to happen. And then that's literally what happened. And then out of the summer came Rally Girl too as well, because people are just like, what's Rally Girl? And I'm like, literally came from me having a summer of like rallying through life, rallying through a breakup, rallying through being independent again. And it's basically just, it's for everybody. I know it's called Rally Girl, but it's like the Rally Gang. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
So it's a whole new era and it's really exciting.
I love that so much. Like, I've never seen you so yourself. You look so confident.
Thank you so
much. You're speaking about it with such, yes, this is me, this is Rally Girl. Yeah. And also, how relatable. Anyone who's ever suffered heartbreak knows full well that you have to have those few months of absolute chaos afterwards.
Literally.
To do a full reset.
Yeah.
But you as an artist decided to channel it into some tunes.
I know, literally. And then I channeled it into a brand. And to be honest, I think as a creative, I always have a million different ideas in my head, and I always wanted to start a brand. And then I was like, but I never had the vision and the story of what I wanted it to be. And then after that summer and living a life of chaos, I suppose.
Yeah,
that became the mantra.
Because you are a bit of a dial icon, in fairness
just
to you
stop.
Now. No, but anytime you've ever been seen, whether it was on TV or videos, whatever it was, like, you're
always
looking really put together.
I just love fashion. It's like a way of, like, my mom is the kind of person who she goes to the beat of her own drum, wears whatever she wants. She's a mullet and like one big long dreadlock. Like, woman is just, she's different. Like, I always channel my inner Kiki when it comes to, that's her name. My mom's name is Kiki. Like, let's have a Kiki with Kiki.
Yeah.
So the whole mantra of Rally Girl is chaos is the genre. And every time I even think about fashion, I think of my mom. So it's always just been an outlet for me to express myself.
Yeah.
And I've always, that's what I love about fashion, is that you're able to express yourself through clothes. It's just an extension of you.
Talk me through what you're wearing today, and will it be available? Because I really want to buy one of those t-shirts.
It will come online very soon. The website is still being worked on.
Okay.
It's going to be launching very soon. But I have the Rally Girl trucker cap on. So we have the Rally Girl branding on the front, and then we have the inhaler on the side, and then we have the chaos is the genre on the back. So it's the three emblems.
So it's not
the
just
brand.
An inhaler. It is a red bejeweled inhaler that is puffing with such ferocity that it does look like a car rallying away.
Literally, you know, it's rally in every sense of the word, because I have asthma. I've had asthma since I was a kid. Luckily, it's not half as bad as it used to be. But, you know, I do have my moments where I'm on the dance floor, I'm a little bit out of breath, and I'm like, oh, where's my inhaler? And then I was like, when I was coming up with the brand, I was doing the branding alongside my friend Lana Dervik, who's absolutely amazing. She's like the genius behind the graphics that you'll see for Rally Girl. And yeah, I was like, I just know that I want an inhaler and I wanted to have smoke coming out of it and I wanted to say the mantra of chaos is the genre. And it's obviously Bejeweled because everything I own is Bejeweled.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, like exactly. I have a Bejeweled Stanley cup, like it's just, you know, it's ridiculous.
As someone who says they don't need their inhaler that often, because I'm the same. Do you find when you do need it, you pull it out of your bag? If you don't shake it out first, there's like bits of makeup, bits of fluff, everything goes into your tongue.
Like you've literally everything, you've all the contents of your bag. In like in your mouth, like you have a chewing gum in there.
I have to do the tap 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 and then
the girls like get it. I swear.
We're gonna play the brand new single now, girls. Don't do it. Talk us through what was the kind of thinking behind it.
Yeah. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. It's, you know, the lover girl navigating the F-boy era and just like, you know, your girls are there to help you pick up the pieces.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so mad for the first time in my life since I was in my early 20s. I won't, you know, put an age on myself.
Yeah.
But me and all my girlfriends are single, which is mad. And, you know, I have to give props to them because we're all just like coaching each other through being, you know, 20 somethings in 2025, trying to navigate dating again. And they're always there picking up the pieces of, you know, failed.
You need your girls to rally around you and say, I know that you know your self-worth.
Literally.
And then when you turn around and say, but sometimes I'm having a sale, that they go, no, girl, don't
and
do
it. And that's where girl don't do it comes from, because, you know yourself, you shouldn't do it. You know you shouldn't text him back. You know you shouldn't go.
Sometimes you have to do it for the plot.
And then you have to do it for the plot. You know, because if I didn't do it for the plot, I wouldn't have this single and I wouldn't have all the next music to follow it either. So yeah, it's definitely it's a journey. And I really feel like it's for the first time in my life and in my career, I feel like I've arrived and my vision is so clear. So it's great to be here.
It's just perfect Sunday energy. Erica Cody, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Where can people find you? Because I feel like there's a lot of people want to get on the Rally Girl train that are listening.
Everywhere. So you can get me at Erica Cody. You can also follow Rally Girl at rally.grl on Instagram. I'm everywhere across Facebook, TikTok. I'm trying to stay on the TikTok train as well, you know, because I'm trying to keep up with the Gen Zers.
Lovely.
So yeah, it's mad.
Erica Cody, thank you so much. Here is your brand new single. It's Erica Cody, Girl, Don't Do It on Today FM.
Thank you so much.